Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you all to the April 24th, 2001 Committee, House Committee on Agriculture and Forestry. Thanks for all of you coming today. We have four bills, and the first bill that we are going to hear is House Bill 3487. And this is a bill that we have previously heard, and we have some amendments, and the chair would like to call Paul Reese. Paul, would you come forward, please? Welcome, Paul. For the record, state your name. Tell us what your amendments do.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, committee members. My name is Paul Reese. As you know, I represent Oregon Community Trees, a 501c3 nonprofit organization formed to promote the planting and care of trees in our community. As a result of the April 5th hearing, we have offered some amendments to this legislation. I believe you have those dash one amendments in front of you. These amendments clear up some, but not all, of the concerns presented in the previous testimony. Specifically dealing with relating the bill to communities by inserting the word urban growth boundaries, dealing with a matching question by inserting that word.
Paul, excuse me, we don't see members. Do any of you have the dash one amendment?
There's some in my office, I believe.
I've got some right here. I have some right here.
Paul, why don't you hand them to Michael? Michael, could you make us all copies if there aren't enough there? Thank you. My apologies, Paul. No, I don't seem to see them either. Okay. We're on House Bill 3487, members. Chair would like to thank Representative Nolan for providing some color to the dais today.
My pleasure, Mr. Chairman.
And Paul, if you would please continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, these amendments clear up some of the technical questions related to the bill's intent and also deal a little bit with the funding mechanism in terms of removing it from Measure 30 consideration and reducing the total amount of funds generated. When we received the analysis from Legislative Fiscal, it was a bit of a surprise to us that it was that much money, and so we have requested to reduce that somewhat. I have also been in contact with the League of Oregon Cities, and we've been discussing some alternative funding mechanisms. As you're aware from our previous testimony, there are many cities and organizations that support this bill, and the testimony also revealed some concern with the funding mechanism, but I would hope that you would not allow that concern to derail this good idea, because this is much more than a funding bill. And if this bill reaches Ways and Means, I would anticipate that we would look at some additional funding mechanisms. In terms of the allocation or the amendments, as passed, the Municipal Tree Restoration Program would generate about $800,000 per biennium, per full biennium. This represents about 0.03% or 0.03% of ODOT's total budget for the last biennium. And in response to a question, I believe, from Representative Smith, we have discussed this with the nursery industry and with some volunteer groups, and we feel that this bill provides a small amount of seed money that can be matched with donations from the nursery industry, volunteer labor from citizen groups, and local funds from cities. Now, we recognize you have many important bills from you this session, before you this session. Some of these are critical policy matters. Others are weighty financial decisions. I realize this bill doesn't really have either of those characteristics, but it is nonetheless a chance for you to leave an important legacy. There's an old saying in urban forestry circles that the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago, and the second best time is today. This session, the legislature has the opportunity to have some foresight to establish a program that could have a lasting legacy for many generations. So on behalf of Oregon Community Trees, we urge you to pass these amendments and this bill. Thank you.
Okay, Paul, thank you. members, we have questions. Yes, Representative Ackerman.
I just have, I just haven't had time to really consider this because it just popped into my head as I looked through the funding scheme. This is actually a diversion of funds. Is that correct? It's not an, you're not.
Chair Cupp, Representative Ackerman, I'm not sure I would characterize it as a diversion. There's currently the Department of Transportation grants, I'm not sure the exact number, I imagine it's in the neighborhood of about $60 million per biennium to local communities for all sorts of purposes within the right-of-way. All we are asking is that $800,000 of that $60 million be allocated towards trees in the right-of-way.
And the source of those funds are the vehicle registration fees?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a constitutional problem here in using registration fees for pre-planning purposes rather than the construction of roads and highways?
Chair Krupp, Representative Ackerman, as you heard from ODOT's testimony at the first hearing and per the Attorney General's letter of advice dated January 31st, 2001, landscaping is an acceptable use of highway maintenance dollars. It's very clear that the Constitution says the construction, reconstruction, and maintenance of the right-of-way and the trees growing within the right-of-way would be a component of that.
Was that letter of advice distributed to the committee members? It's not in my file, and that doesn't mean too much, but...
I believe I've got it in my other file.
Chair Krupp, Representative Ackerman, I do not believe so, but... It is, again, you will find that ODOT does a lot of tree planting when roads are constructed and when roads are reconstructed and probably a lot less in between.
I'd just like to have that letter of advice from the Attorney General's office if somebody could provide it to me. That will answer my question.
I believe, Representative Ackerman, that we have a letter from Tom Lule of Oregon ODOT to that effect. Yes, here it is right here, dated April 5th. Well, to be honest with you, Representative, I don't think it addresses entirely the issue that you're getting at in terms of the constitutionality question.
Mr. Chairman,
was the representation made that the Attorney General had given a letter of advice on this topic, or did I miss something?
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Paul.
Mr. Chair, Representative Ackerman, there for the past year has been a examination of all of the Department of Transportation's programs by the Attorney General, and within that 50-page-plus report, there is a reference to landscaping within the right-of-way.
I have that report. I know where it is now.
It's in there.
Okay. I thought maybe it supplies a part of this hearing. But
no,
okay.
It's not directly related. No, sir, it is not directly related to this legislation, but this legislation obviously deals with those same trees.
I know where I can find it. Thank you.
President Krieger, do you have questions?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, President Nelson.
I would just like to... Mr. Reese, I come from Tree City USA 4 consecutive years in a row. We've received that award in McMinnville. So we're very much for this project and glad you brought it.
Representative, or Chairman Krupp, Representative Nelson, this bill, one of the side benefits of this bill is it will help cities like McMinnville retain their Tree City status by allowing them to apply for grant funds that they can leverage
right.
And meet their financial matches under that program.
Okay, Paul, you're satisfied that the Dash 1 amendments you think address the issues that were brought up in the bill originally?
Mr. Chairman, the Dash 1 amendments, as I understood them listening to that testimony, these amendments cover every single one except the reluctance, perhaps, to spend the dollars.
Right, right. Okay. Well, members, do we have any further questions? Hearing none, Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the chair is going to, unless there's someone else who'd like to testify, such as ODOT, Chair would like to invite Doug to come forward. Doug, good to see you as always for the record.
Thank you, Chair Krupp, members of the committee. Doug Tindall, State Maintenance Engineer with the Department of Transportation. I believe my boss submitted testimony on this bill earlier. It takes money out of the current revenue stream and directs it towards trees. ODOT certainly has nothing against trees. The state tree is, after all, a tree. But there are other needs on the highway system that this would take money away from. And so it's sort of a policy decision about when you make that choice to do, of all of the good things you can do, which ones of the good things do you want to do? Whether it's, our bent has been towards fixing bridges and trying to keep roads in good shape. And we do landscaping on a lot of our projects currently. As part of the project, there's landscaping built into it, which does involve some trees. But we don't have a specific program, and to fund this would take money away from something else.
Representative Krieger.
Mr. Chair, Doug, we had a conversation yesterday and about the bill and where it might go, and I think the main concern, as you said, and as Mr. Reese had said, was dollars. I would like to move the bill if we get to that today, if we do get to work session, and see what Ways and Means said as to whether or not they thought that could be such a hit to your agency. Would you object to Ways and Means having a look at it?
Chair Crop, Representative Krieger, whatever you'd like to do is just fine with me, sir. And Ways and Means, it certainly has a big enough fiscal that it would go to Ways and Means.
Additional questions? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just going to point out, Doug, that in one of our previous testimonies, we were told that planting these trees that has a traffic calming effect and also prevents erosion of the highway subsurface and around bridge abutments, cuts down glare and distractions, help filter stormwater runoff from roadways, thereby reducing the pollutants entering our streams and possibly damaging stem and habitat. So in line with your maintenance program, it seems to me that this is a significant contributor to helping you keep your maintenance program intact.
Chair Crop, Representative Nelson, all of those things are true, and they're also true of almost any other kind of vegetation, not necessarily the traffic calming part, but as you why we're not part of the Bare Earth Society along our roadways is for some of those reasons, for that filtering and bank stabilization purposes. You'll see grasses and wildflowers and so forth growing on our right-of-way. So that is true, that those, it does provide those benefits.
Members, it also might be noted for your attention that in the Dash 1 amendment on line 7 of the amendment, it talks about inserting the word matching to the word grant, and that is a massive impact positively on the negative fiscal impact of this bill. So that, to Paul's credit, that's a good change that they've made that I think is certainly appropriate, just so we all understand. Any additional questions? Hearing none, thank you, Doug. Wait a second. Vice Chair King.
What's a positive impact on a negative fiscal?
Exactly what I said it was.
That's what I wanted to know.
Well, since we're talking about the King's English here. All right, we're going to close public hearing on House Bill 3487, open a work session on House Bill 3487. The chair would entertain a motion to move the Dash 1 amendment.
So made.
It has been moved by Representative Krieger, the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3487. Any discussion? Yes, Representative Hobson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to vote against this bill. I think that planting trees is very honorable, and it's very good, and it's very beautiful, and all those sorts of things. And I think if communities and cities want them, they should certainly do that, and they should take care of them. But as long as we spend a lot of our time beating up on ODOT and complaining about the roads and the bridges and the tunnels that cave in, I'm not going to support anything that takes money away from them.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Hobson. Additional comments? We're going to take just a moment to stand at ease here while we're figuring out what may be a problem with the Dash 1 amendment. So give us just a moment.
I'm going to vote against the bill. I suggest that we
Members, just stand at ease for a moment until we fully analyze the dash one. We may have a problem with it in terms of technical language, and so we're just going to stand at ease for a moment, okay?